Hello.
Hello, good evening. Yes, my name is Tony, calling from Metro Research. And we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential. Okay, when thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Would that
totally.
Be very or totally, okay? All right, and when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, but 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. Okay, the first one would be crime and violence.
8.
Okay, jobs and wages.
10.
Climate change? Yes, climate change.
You can't do anything about it, so it doesn't matter.
So what number would you give of importance to you?
0.
0. Okay, what about health care?
10.
Reproductive freedom.
'm not sure on that one.
Okay, what number of, of importance would you give it?
As far as the baby's rights, 10. As far as the women's rights, if you want to lay up there and get pregnant, you need to have that child.
Okay. All right, man, what about inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Immigration.
Eight.
Okay, criminal justice reform.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Voting rights? Yes.
10.
Democracy.
10, I guess.
Okay, student loan debt.
7.
7. K-12 education.
10.
And abortion rights.
10. Well, I don't know. Because as I said, if you're going to lay up and get pregnant, have that child. I mean, unless something that's going to be a death to the mother or to the, whatever, something like that, okay. But otherwise, no. No abortions.
So what number?
See, I don't know which way this thing is going, so I don't know what number to say.
Well, I mean, just this is the number of importance that, if you want, for women to have abortion rights.
If I want them to have abortion rights, they don't need abortion rights. They don't need, like I said, you don't let them get pregnant, you have that child.
Okay, well, maybe you think it's not important.
They don't need to have a right to have an abortion.
Okay,
you get out there and do the crime, you pay the time.
So 0 or importance? or you can give it any lower.
Put a five. Like put a five in there. Put a five in there.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, you know, some things come up that prevent people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle East? Okay, white. All right, and do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else, just for qualification purposes?
I was born a female, and I'm always going to be a female.
All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, what is the year of your birth?
62.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
12th grade high school.
12th or, okay, a high school graduate, right? All right, ma'am, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has, you know, from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
10, okay. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, but 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Well, since 10 is the highest number I can give them, I guess 10, but I know they go a heck of a lot higher than that because they get anything they want.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 5 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. Okay, you may, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please indicate that as well. The first one will be Raphael Warnock from 0 to 10.
Warnock?
Yes.
I don't care for him. So what was it? Which one is cold?
0 all the way to 10. 0 is very cold and unfavorable, but you can choose any number.
About a 1.
A 1. Okay, what about Tim Walz?
I don't know anything about him.
Okay. Brian Kemp.
About 8.
8. John Ossoff.
Maybe 2.
2. Brad Raffensperger.
I don't know anything about him.
Okay, Andre Dickens.
I don't know that one either.
And J.D. Vance.
He's the new running vice president for Kamala Harris, right?
Well, you don't say anything here, so I cannot give you any information who it is. They just want to know if you know him, you know, if you have a favorite or, you know, a negative impression of him. But if you don't know, that's no problem. We can just put don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or maybe undecided, or do not plan to vote?
Trump,
okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote in, for your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Republican. All right, Mamie, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Trump.
Donald Trump, okay. And thinking back, you know, to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, it stayed about the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Okay, some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what, you know, happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your opinion, does voting make no difference, a small difference, moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference. Big difference.
All right. All right, man. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should, you know, have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person's or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, okay? With 0 means, with 10 means that, you know, that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you're not sure. A 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Okay, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. COVID-19 recovery, would that certainly did not prevent progress? Not sure or certainly prevented progress?
Prevented progress?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Yeah, it prevented progress.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
10 meaning the most preventive, that it definitely prevented it, made it worse?
Yes.
Yeah, 10.
Yes, 10. Okay, what about your local mayor?
I don't know, about a 5, I reckon.
Okay, Blackwaters.
I don't know what that is.
Blackwaters?
Mm-hmm.
Like African Americans, voters? Do you think they
Black voters. Voters, yeah, they prevented it. Yeah, they prevented it.
One number. 10. Okay, what about Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
10.
And Vice President Harris?
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And,
you can tell I don't vote for Democrats.
Okay, we're almost done with this survey. I'm only going to read you some statements, and we should be done with this. I really thank you for your time, okay? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each would, you know, would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that they would strongly motivate you to vote, 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that the policy would motivate you to vote, not motivate you to vote at all. Okay, you may choose any number. Okay, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. Would that not motivate you? Not sure, or would strongly motivate you? From 0 to 10.
Motivate or not motivate me to vote? To do what now?
Yes.
What was the question in the very beginning?
Okay, this
vote
is just
to help them with it.
If that help that gave, you know, the black colleges and universities, would that motivate you to vote or not?
No.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10? Remember, 0 is would not motivate you at all, but you can choose any number. 1, 2, 3.
Put a 2.
2. Okay, because we protested together, this administration has banned no knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated, you know, body cameras for officers. When state prosecutors failed federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud and Arbery and Breonna Taylor, would that motivate you, not motivate you, not sure, or would motivate you strongly?
Motivate me strongly. 10.
Okay, 1 out of 10. All right, Blackwater should recognize that progress that has been made towards collective black power, while there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path, you know, to future progress. Would that motivate you? Not motivate you, not sure, or would strongly motivate you?
Okay, now what we're talking about is motivate me to vote in their favor or not in their favor, right?
Yes, if you say zero, I mean, it would not motivate you in their favor, of course.
Okay, then what was that question again?
This one, the one I just read, Blackwater should recognize the progress that, you know, has been made towards collective black power. While there's still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. Would that statement motivate you, not motivate you, or not sure?
If I'm understanding it correctly, motivate me with about at least an 8.
All right. Okay. Okay, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This charge is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau commitment to, you know, easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Would that not motivate you, not sure, or would strongly motivate you to vote?
I didn't understand what that one was. I don't know, put a 5.
Put a 5, not sure, okay. All right, man, the last one said, because we voted at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Would that motivate you, not motivate you?
Yes, motivate.
Okay, all right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and thank you for your responses so far. Now I'm going to read you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, okay, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Okay, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on 0 to 10, where, you know, 0 means that the vote has no power and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
Ten,
okay. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
You know what? On mine, you might want to put 8, because on theirs, they definitely got 10, because like I said, everything's handed to them on a silver platter.
Oh, sorry, it's so 8? 8? Okay,
10 on theirs.
Okay, 10. Okay, all right, 10. All right, and as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes, you know, something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in a 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote.
10, I'm definitely voting.
All right, ma'am, and thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stay about the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
All right, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I am registered.
All right, and when did you register to vote in your current address? Within the last month, 1-3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, or more than a year ago?
More than a year ago.
Oh, more than a year ago. Okay. All right, and how did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at the government office, a voter registration drive or event, or automatically through a motor voter laws or other automatic registration process, or through a political party or organization?
I don't remember.
Okay, don't remember, right?
Don't remember.
Okay. All right, and that the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, do you consider yourself to be 1, heterosexual, straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Okay, and are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
All right, ma'am, and are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I mean, you asked if I was a parent or a grandparent of anyone under 18?
Did you
say grandparent in there?
No. Okay, just a parent or guardian, if you take care of any kids. Okay, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Right.
So no, right? All right, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
And do you consider yourself to be a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Okay. All right, and how would you describe your employment status?
Full-time.
Okay, and last question. Last year, that is 2023. What was your total of family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, okay?
The family income, maybe 50,000, I guess.
Okay, 45 to
54,000? I'm assuming that.
Okay. All right, ma'am. With this, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. You have a great evening, okay? Appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.